Kim Kardashian said what? Let me be really clear that I have a I have a good number of annoyances in this world, and one of the more annoying ones is when I have to sign for a package. This is such a first world problem. I have to sign for a package that keeps saying it's going to be here at some point today, but like I can't leave the house. I can't leave the house because I got to sign for this package. So I've been here all day and didn't go take a lunch, didn't go take a walk, didn't get outside, didn't do any of that. We're at the end of the day now, it's still not here, and I'm going to have to go get the kids here pretty soon, and I got to run a couple of errands, and so what do? I just, I don't know. Welcome back to the Mind and Fitness Podcast. It is August the 21st. The only reason this date is relevant or is big, today the big ESPN streaming app drops, and why is that important? Because I'm a big pro wrestling nerd, and now all the pro wrestling PLEs will be on exclusively on ESPN, at least in the United States. So big day if you are a wrestling fan. September 20th, I think, is the first event that they're going to have, and that is relevant to Audrey and I, because my little mini-me sure does love her WWE, and it's great to see. I open this by saying Kim Kardashian said what? So I don't give a shit about what celebrities say. But Kim Kardashian, a couple of nights ago in her stories on social media, posted a picture of healing back pain, the mind-body prescription by Dr. Sarno. And that is crazy because there's lots of celebrities that have talked about Sarno in the past. In fact, I had a list here up a second ago. So Howard Stern and Larry David and John Stossel and Tom Harkin and Ben Crane. So there's like a lot of celebrities that have given their anecdotes over time. Kim Kardashian has 355 million followers. Now, her post, again, it was a story, so it's probably expired, but her post said she is going to pair that with stem cells, maybe. I really hope that she'll do an update. Maybe I should start following her so that I could see if she posts an update. Is that worth it? I think she actually is well-educated. I think she actually... She went to law school. I think maybe she passed the bar. She's probably pretty smart. She's probably a lot smarter than me. I think that her reputation on the show that they had, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I think that's sort of how people view her, and that she's just a celebrity in general, and she was married to Kanye West and all these other things, and whatever, it is what it is. But that'd be a pretty big coup in the TMS mind-body John Sarno side if somebody of that celebrity stature was a TMS believer, follower, whatever it is that you want. So, okay. I had this thought. There's somebody in one of these TMS groups that was posting about pain or about, pain from running, and that she wants to compete in a half marathon, but she's really kind of struggling back and forth with it. And I started thinking about some of my own personal issues related to not running, but pain that could potentially debilitate me from running that has been going on intermittently for a year and a half. But I've not let it stop me from doing anything that I want to do. And that is just issues with the foot in general. And it just, flips flops back and forth or whatever comes, it goes. It seems to be a good barometer for whatever's going on in life. And like Nicole Sachs says, she has a cure for chronic pain. She doesn't have a cure for human pain. And so this is the barometer, which Sarno talked about a lot, it being the barometer. And so I thought a couple of things that I would want to do is use this as an opportunity to A, sort of re-put in your brains Dr. Sarno's perspective on pain and actually go over the 12 daily reminders again. And it's been a while. I think, I feel like I did the 12 daily reminders sitting in a hotel room in like March of 2019. So it's been a while since then, and I think I was actually pretty sick when I did that. I was on a work trip and sitting in this hotel room, and I felt miserable, and I set the AC to 60 degrees like I tend to do when I get to a hotel room, just whatever the most frozen is. But I talked about that. So if you're new to this show, Dr. Sarno's perspective on pain. Now, Sarno was a professor of rehab medicine. He developed a theory called TMS, tension myositis syndrome, and TMS sort of evolved. He adjusted the name as time went on to tension myoneural syndrome / the mind-body syndrome. And it's taken up a lot of names now. Diversion pain syndrome, DPS, mind-body syndrome, MBS. So there's a lot of names, but all these people are saying the same thing. So he believed that many cases of chronic pain are not caused by physical damage, but are instead psychosomatic conditions rooted in repressed emotions, primarily rage, anxiety, and fear. This could include the shin splints that this person was talking about, right? So here's what I want you to remember. Pain is a distraction. The unconscious mind creates physical pain as a way to distract the conscious mind from deeply repressed and uncomfortable emotions. I'm reading this directly. His other theory was around reduced blood flow. He hypothesized that the brain uses the autonomic nervous system to restrict blood flow to certain muscles, nerves, and tendons, leading to mild oxygen deprivation, otherwise known as ischemia, that is experienced as pain. There's no physical damage. Sarno contended that while the pain is very real, it does not mean that there's any structural damage or permanent injury to the body. He went on to say that he considers shin splints along with other conditions like back pain, tendonitis, and whiplash as examples of TMS. From this perspective, the treatment of shin splints would not be physical. Instead, it's going to be recognizing the psychological nature of your pain and where it originated. The goal for you, by the way, anonymous member, I don't want to give up your name because I didn't get permission to do so. The goal is to acknowledge and process those repressed emotions, thereby removing the need for any sort of a physical distraction. The biggest idea here is really to educate you, but a big part of it, just like with any sort of learning, if you go to college and you take a class on something and you don't buy into whatever the professor's saying, they could be the smartest professor on earth with the most truthful, factual information you could ever have. If you don't buy it or make yourself open to hear the message or observe it or be willing to accept that what you have previously believed to be true could in fact not be true, it's going to be very difficult to overcome that. Now, shin splints, I've never had them, knock on wood. I remember a couple of years ago on this podcast saying, I've never had any pain with my feet before. And end of 2023, that's the thing that's been the thing, right? Different feet, different parts, you know, whatever. I know what it is. I know why it's here. Not a big deal. I haven't stopped doing anything. But it shows up when the barometer is high and kids are going back to school in a couple weeks. We'll get back to more of a routine. I am a man of routine and I like that. I've been told shin splints are very painful. I will also tell you that Dr. Sarno said, and I quote, TMS is the most painful condition that he's come across in medicine. So pretty much more than anything that could happen to you, TMS is. So if this is killing you, if it's just really knocked you on your ass, pretty good odds that it's TMS, because all the things that I have, the TMS manifestations that I've had over the last 9 or 10 years, they've been so much worse than any real thing that I've had. I tore 2 ligaments in my ankle five years ago. It hurt a lot, but the pain went away relatively quickly, and it was more about the movement restriction. Eventually rehabbed it, swelling went down, good to go. I broke my arm in 2015. Pretty much all my TMS manifestations hurt more than that, and that hurt a lot. I've broken fingers, I've broken toes. TMS has hurt worse than all of those. So I hear you, but I wouldn't take it as gospel. So Sarno's 12 daily reminders, and I quote, the pain is due to tension myositis syndrome, TMS, not a structural abnormality. The direct reason for the pain is mild oxygen deprivation. TMS is a harmless condition caused by my repressed emotions. The principal emotion is my repressed anger. TMS exists only to distract my attention from the emotions. Since my body is basically normal, there is nothing to fear. Therefore, physical activity is not dangerous, and I must resume all normal physical activity. I won't be concerned or intimidated by the pain. I will shift my attention from the pain to the emotional issues. I intend to be in control, not my subconscious mind. I must think psychological at all times, not physical. Okay. Gosh, I'm trying to find this. I said it to Charlie Merrill, too. Ugh. Okay. About the UCL, which is... God, am I going to butcher this? I thought it was UCL. That ligament that's in your elbow that pitchers primarily go and get Tommy John for... There was a study that was recently done around asymptomatic patients who had UCL tears in their elbow or had that torn ligament in their elbow, that the prevalence was incredibly high. This keeps ringing in my head every time that I think about this stuff. Hold on. This is going to be... Where is it? That was another text. I don't want to butcher this, so let me take a peek. Maybe I can't find it. Anyway, there was some data recently that came out around the Tommy John ligament and people being asymptomatic despite having tears. And those kinds of things really ring to me. And I also think a lot about how a lot of the statistics in a lot of Sarno's books around herniated disc, bulging disc, spinal stenosis, fibromyalgia, well, maybe not fibromyalgia, things that can be found on imaging, rotator cuff tears. So pretty much anything that you can, physical medicine's really, really tough because pain is a very subjective experience. What really hurts a lot to me might not hurt much to you. And what becomes really problematic is all the advanced imaging that we have. There's a lot of data over the last 30 or 40 years that our imaging and ability to diagnose has gotten a lot better, but our patient outcomes have not gotten a lot better. And so what does that really mean? It means that we're great diagnostics. We have great diagnostics, but we don't necessarily have any better way of treating those things. So it's tough, right? Because we want to give people the best opportunity to understand the pain that they're in, but it's also very tough because it is such a subjective experience. So as an athlete, mysterious person that I was talking to earlier today about your pain and not signing up for that half marathon, I'm telling you, sign up for the half. It's happening in the fall. Start your training. Make sure you're recovering well, that you're eating enough, and just do it. That's what I've got for you. Kim Kardashian said, what? Hopefully I'll have an update next week. Hopefully she's talking more about this. Have a great week, and I will talk to y'all later.